Hello, and welcome to the first episode of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Hélène, and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage, and source consulting services. In this first episode, I'll talk about the size of the consulting industry. The consulting industry is larger than you probably think. People often ask, what is the size of the consulting market? It is a tricky question. You will find various estimations available on the market sizing, depending on the exact definition of management you apply. For example, whether you include financial consulting or IT consulting. Yet, to give an order of magnitude of the management consulting market, let's settle on roughly $250 billion worldwide. No matter how you look at the market, it is surprisingly huge. Twice the size of a booming industry such as video games or a mature industry such as motorbikes, and three times the size of the fast-growing SaaS global market. The consulting industry shows a growth rate of 6%, outpacing GDP in most countries. At this pace, the industry is expected to break the 300 billion mark by 2020. If you look at the last 10 years, the development of the consulting industry followed the ups and downs of the economy closely. From the 70s to the 90s, the global consulting market grew every single year, cruising through two recession periods, fueled by a high demand for strategic services and operational management. The first significant contraction was observed in 2002 after the internet bubble burst. The industry then faced an even more massive downturn with the 2008 global financial crisis. This then, the industry has more than recovered and is now growing at a steady pace. Another good way to approach the complexity of the consulting market is to look at the size of the consulting providers. We can then appreciate the counterintuitive nature of the distribution. There are many different types of management consultants. As a general rule, large firms offer a broad range of services, while small firms tend to specialize in our domain. The bulk of consulting providers are small boutiques with fewer than 10 employees. In the United States, they represent 87% of all consulting firms. As a comparison, the proportion of small companies across all industries in the United States is 76%, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Even more counterintuitive, the remaining 13% of consulting firms have more than 10 employees, yet more than 90% of the total revenues in the consulting industry. You will note the same phenomenon when you examine where the employees work. More than 60% of consultants work in firms of fewer than 10 employees, often as sole practitioner. Moreover, large consulting firms employ 33% of all consultants worldwide and capture more than half of all management consultancy revenues. As a result, the revenues for per consultant for large firms are double those for small and mid-sized firms. Every year since 2006, we've observed roughly 500 acquisitions or mergers of management consulting firms of all sizes with larger players in the consulting industry. The reasons behind these moves can be to access a new client base, to venture in a new capability or a new industry, or to strengthen an existing practice. The consulting landscape reflects that continuous M&A activity. Compared to the average, the consulting industry has 60% fewer small firms between 10 and 50 employees, and almost three times more firms over 500 employees. The consulting industry is obviously a large market with robust growth. But why does it have such an unsavory reputation? The consultant must be bringing something to the table. Value, maybe? That's the question I will discuss next week. What value do consulting firms bring to their client? So stay tuned. In the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at helene.lafitte with two A's and two T's at consultingquest.com. Bye, and see you next week. Au revoir.